This book is about the lives of the women who contacted me through my dreams, to be remembered and sometimes to be released. It gave me insight into how often in life we repeat what we have learned from others' thoughts and dreams. We do it without reflection. We do it out of old habits, as we have always done. For example, there can be a big difference if you are born and raised in an academic family where study and self-realization are part of your upbringing. To step into that role becomes a natural progression because the mental obstacles, which can be such a hindrance for others, are not there. I believe that it's much harder for the son who grows up on a family farm, where generations before him have worked the land, to say that he wants to study to be a doctor or painter and so on, and break the traditions that have been in the family for generations. It's true that times have changed, but it was not so long ago that we did things because we had always done them that way. Often, the future wasn't our own choice, but was already decided by what the generations before us had done, thus passing on the legacy. In this way, to make others' truth our own is easily done, for we all have expectations placed upon us in varying degrees. Of course, an academic can choose to become a farmer and vice versa. This is just an example, but it's just that we often find ourselves doing what's expected of us. This is what I want to highlight in my book. Our divine inspiration is always there. It's never too late to follow our soul path, but we have to see the opportunities. Life is a movement between past, present, and future. It really only requires a few who have the drive and strength to break old thought patterns and habits to create new paths leading to development and realization. It doesn't necessarily need to happen during the same lifetime. You're often in the situation you are in because of following the same pattern and pathways over again. To be able to have the opportunity for a different future demands your awareness and takes a change of direction and thought pattern. That's the whole thing. I believe that we're born into this world at exactly the right moment in time in our cosmic plan, with the specific conditions we need so that this life will give us the lessons we need to evolve. We can be born flexible and sensitive people, souls constantly developing and finding new ways and possibilities to enhance our performance on the stage that is life. We can choose to lead and control ourselves and our environment so that we can see the concrete results that lie as a foundation for problem solving. Or we can choose to have calm and stability, moving slowly, where we prioritise our own well-being through being in the present and not hurrying through life, but seeing and feeling our way. There are many alternatives, and there is no right or wrong. There is only different.
Great-grandmother Esther. I sat upright in bed with a pounding heart. My husband was sleeping calmly beside me. It was still dark in the room. The alarm clock's digital numbers showed 3:27. There were several hours left before it was supposed to ring. Sweat ran down my back, and I shivered from the cold in the cool air of the room. Still, my heart was pounding, and I...